Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. With the offseason in full swing, almost every Mountain West team has started to make pickups from the transfer portal. We're going to spotlight each team's top transfer up to this point, complete with film study and analysis. Fun episode this week. Let's dive in. Two notes before we get going. For one, at this point, there are two teams that have not added a transfer at this point. That is Fresno State and San Jose State. So, unfortunately, I don't have prospects to talk about for either of those teams, but don't worry, we will be keeping tabs on them. And secondly, these rankings are going to be based off of the formula and rankings that I have on the 2025 College Basketball Transfer Tracker, which is, of course, available on the website. Make sure to check that out whenever you're wondering what the latest transfer portal news is out of the Mountain West. Let's kick things off with Boise State and our number one transfer of the year so far, and that is Drew Fielder, the big man heading in from Georgetown, a former four-star recruit from Boise, Idaho. So really cool to see him come back home. One of the highest ranked recruits to ever come out of the city of Boise. Fielder was Georgetown's full-time starting center this past year and did a good job with 7 points and 5.4 rebounds to his name, but he clearly wasn't a focal point of the Hoyas offense. He's a great finisher at the rim, has a decent jump shot, and flashed a nice bag of post moves when the ball came his way. Fielder isn't going to blow anyone away athletically, but he's quick enough to make plays on both ends of the floor. Honestly, it looks like Leon Rice is going to slide him right into Tyson Dagenhart's vacant spot as the number one option down low for the Broncos. We'll see if he lives up to expectations, as last year's Power 5 four-star transfer didn't quite work out, with Arizona's Dylan Anderson only starting 11 games before hitting the portal again at season's end. But Drew Fielder may be the next all-conference big man from Boise State. Next, let's talk about Colorado State, and for this one, at number three in our current transfer rankings, I have junior point guard Brandon Rechsteiner coming in from Virginia Tech. Last week, I said the Rams looked like they were a point guard away from being certified contenders in the Mountain West next season, and here he is. Brandon Rechsteiner was a four-star recruit that spent his first 2 years at Virginia Tech, starting half of his games this season. He averaged a respectable 7 points and 2.8 assists a game, with efficiency that can certainly be improved upon. Rechsteiner is a crafty scorer with a quick release and the ability to create an open jump shot off the dribble from anywhere on the court. He's also a great facilitator, showing a knack for throwing lobs off of pick and rolls and in transition. If Ali Farouk Namesh can get this guy to shoot above 40% from the field, there's a high probability that Brandon Rechsteiner finds himself as an all-conference selection next March. Sliding down to Nevada, only two transfer additions for them so far. And we did talk about Elijah Price, the talented power forward coming in from Fresno State last week. So instead, we are going to talk about our number 18 incoming transfer at this point, and that's junior shooting guard Vaughn Weems. It is always harder to get a read on lower level transfers, but Vaughn Weems looks like he could be the real deal. Unranked out of high school, Weems attended North Idaho College, where he blossomed into one of the top JUCO scorers in the country. The 6'5 wing averaged nearly 27 points and 3 steals per game, both top 10 marks in the nation, flashing limitless potential as a wing that can slice to the rim just as easily as he can knock down a 35-footer. Time will tell if Weems is a key piece for the Wolfpack immediately, or if he'll have to wait his turn, but if the tape is anything to go off of, Steve Alford found quite a weapon for himself here. Next up, we got New Mexico, who got a really fun add in junior small forward Kevin Patton Jr. from USC, certainly my favorite addition of this past week. As a freshman, Patton earned WCC All-Freshman Team honors after a great season at San Diego, parlaying it into a chance to play Big Ten basketball. He wouldn't see the kind of playing time he was hoping for, averaging just 3 points for the season as he slid down the bench, but when on the floor, the talent is undeniable. He's got bounce that few people have, with his head routinely reaching the rim on his dunks. He's a good finisher at the rim, and despite being 6'8", he clearly feels more comfortable playing as a guard. The Trojans had him in more of a stretch four role, but Patton excels when he can play off the dribble, taking advantage of mismatches and usually making the right decision. Think of a guy like Kobe Sanders this past season for Nevada, 6'8", but still runs the point for them and is just a really tough cover, ends up being a second team all-conference selection. Definitely think Kevin Patton Jr. could be in line for a similar trajectory. It'll be fascinating to see what Coach Olin's vision is for KPJ, but I really think he has all the tools to become a star heart in the cherry and white. Next on the list is San Diego State. Like with Nevada, Sean Newman Jr., the graduate point guard coming in from Louisiana Tech, is ranked higher on our list than the player we're going to talk about, but we discussed him last week, so instead let's give a spotlight to the other player, and that is graduate small forward Jeremiah Oden coming in from Charlotte. Born in Chicago, Oden is exactly the kind of player that Brian Dutcher loves, a forward with big man size, but the athleticism and ball skills of a guard. While he missed all of 2025 with an injury, Oden has built a pedigree as a pesky on-ball defender and skilled wing scorer during his first three seasons at Wyoming and a 2024 campaign at DePaul. His field goal percentage dropped under 40 while with the Blue Demons, but if he can get back to the consistent shot making he showed in Laramie a few years ago, Jeremiah Oden could be a diamond in the rough from this transfer portal cycle. Next up, we got UNLV, who has been very active in the portal. Last week, we talked about Emmanuel Stefan, the four-star center coming in from Arizona. He is ranked higher on our board than the guy we are going to talk about here, but we discussed him last week. We're going to give a spotlight to Josh Pastner's newest big-time acquisition, and that's junior point guard Dre Gibbs Lawhorn from Illinois. On last week's episode, I did have some concerns about Coach Pastner not adding enough proven production. He's shut me up this week, though, adding a veteran wing from Louisiana Tech named Al Green, but more importantly in my eyes, finding his Deedon Thomas Jr. replacement. Introducing Dre Gibbs Lawhorn, who was Illinois' backup point guard this past year. He averaged 6 points per game, but man, did he have some flashes. Gibbs Lawhorn is a fearless scorer who will take the ball to the cup regardless of who's under there. He showed solid passing abilities, though he didn't get much of a chance to truly run the show in Champaign, so it'll be key to watch whether or not he can create shots for others as well as himself in the Ruddin' Rebels uniform. Another former four-star recruit with unlimited upside, Josh Pastner may have the secret to winning in Vegas after all. Our second-to-last team, Utah State, and we have quite the player to go over here, and that's Gary Clark from Texas A&M Corpus Christi. It did take a while for Jared Calhoun to dip his toes into the portal for 2025, but his first addition is a huge one. Gary Clark has been one of the best big men in the group of five over the last two seasons, putting together back-to-back first-team All-Southland performances at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. His play style reminds me of great Osabar minus the ball handling. He won't be putting anyone on a poster more often than not, but what he will do is finish at the rim. Clark is the definition of a paint beast, but he also developed a three-point shot last season as well, making him an even tougher assignment on pick and rolls. It remains to be seen if Coach Calhoun is going to play him at the four or the five, but regardless, Gary Clark will be one of the five players starting for the Aggies come November. And last but not least, let's head up to Laramie and talk about Wyoming, and our final transfer to look at is sophomore point guard Demarion Dennis, also from Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Look at that. Dennis was a three-star from San Antonio who stayed in-state for his freshman year, putting together a solid year of 7 points, 2 rebounds, and 0.8 steals per contest. He's a point guard with some real explosiveness when he's got the ball in his hands, so we'll see if he can grow as a passer in a bigger role with the Cowboys. Dennis will compete with freshman Javion Starwood for the starting job, but if he can showcase the hustle and playmaking that made Sundance Wicks go after him in the first place, he's certainly the front runner for the point guard job at this point. That is it for this week's episode of the Hike Speak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. The transfer portal is on fire as always, and the NFL draft is coming up, so make sure to stay close to the mountain. Also, our Mountain West college basketball transfer tracker is out now, so you can find a link to the constantly updating list of portal entries and rankings in the description of your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. It means everything to me to have a platform to talk sports, so it truly means the world that you decided to listen. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the mountain.